T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan. It's driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Jim, did you happen to see the Independent Atlantic League last night used robotic umpire home plate? Called a guy, had an earpiece. He's crouched behind the catcher like always, and pitch comes in. Somebody mentions it in his ear, ball. Strike. You know, he called it through the computer. And the Independent Atlantic League said it's going to do this every game within a few weeks in its season. It's coming. I don't think there's any question.
And think
it's
of the,
coming.
And think of the technology that's available in the Atlantic League versus the Independent League versus the technology that would be available in a major league ballpark.
You like it?
I think we're, like you said,
I think we're headed that way. It's like the DH is coming to the National League, too.
You know, I watched the All-Star game the other night. This is like a pet peeve of mine, the Molinas especially. But, man, Gary Sanchez of the Yankees, he's moving his mitt like 2 feet. He catches a ball, a low strike, and it's a strike, and then he moves it up to the middle of the strike zone. If I'm an umpire, I tell the catcher, hey, if you're moving your mitt, that means you're telling me you don't think it's a strike, and you're not getting a strike call if you're moving your mitt like that. There's one thing about pitch framing, and it's very subtle, but just absolutely physically moving the mitt a foot, it's just ridiculous.
Did you see the thing on Twitter last week? It was like a youth league, maybe a little league game.
Oh yes, I've seen
that.
Maybe a
pony league game where the catcher's crouch. I can't even say it without laughing.
No, it's good. I got it for you.
The catcher is crouched to take the pitch. He has to literally leap up to catch a high pitch. He leaps, and then he brings it right down into the strike zone real quick.
It was beautiful.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. It made me laugh, didn't it?
Yes, because there was a kid in that played Little League in Keene, New Hampshire that used to do that. I don't know if he'd ever jumped up and did
it. He literally leaped.
Yes, I know he did. And he put, it's probably, that's one of those things like his dad says, always move the mitt in the middle of the strike zone.
It's coming, Jim. It's coming.
If they have the technology where that can determine where the ball is when it goes over the plate or in relation to the batter, as opposed to where the catcher catches it. You know, that's I think you got to use it.
Apparently, the umpire still has the right to overrule the call. Apparently, the way the Doppler radar is involved in this, that if the ball bounces in front of the plate and jumps over the plate, the computer's going to call it a strike.
Okay.
Theoretically. Now, it doesn't happen
like
very often.
Cricket? Is that what
they do? But apparently, they say the umpire still has a right to overrule it. But I don't think there's any question it's coming. I really don't. I don't like it. I'm still okay. I talked to Jim Leland about this a couple weeks ago. His philosophy, his belief, is that the umpires do a great job. And he said they're right on almost all of the pitches. Now, he said they're going to miss a couple each game.
But I thought Sunday, or one of the games over the weekend, that Josh Bell, and you talk about it, you know, and I know, but I didn't like it back when certain players got the benefit of the doubt, whether you were a great hitter or a great pitcher. Greg Maddux comes to mind. Anything borderline would go to that
Tony
future
Gwynn.
Hall of Famer, you know, figuring that, you know, maybe it went back to Ted Williams. Man, if Ted Williams didn't think it was a strike, then I'm not going to call it a strike. Josh Bell is having the kind of a season where you think he'd be one of those guys that would get the benefit of the doubt.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
There was one at bat where he took two pitches and they were both called balls. And I mean, as it is, pitchers aren't giving, they're not trying to give him pitches to hit. And then he takes pitches that he should be taking,
and they're called strikes.
And then he, you know, the All-Star game is different. He swung at a couple of balls that he had no business swinging at. But that's the All-Star game. We'll see what happens starting tomorrow.
All right, Jim, thank you. We've got a couple people want to talk about this robotic umpiring, starting with Richard. Hey, Richard, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good, thanks. How's it going today?
It's going good, man. Thanks for calling.
Good. I was wondering, I'm for it, I think, because I like seeing good strikes called, but getting rid of the umpire participating. I don't know if I'm really for that. That's a tough one.
Well, he's still behind the plate. He's still behind the plate because if there's a play at the plate, he's got to go safe or out. And you know, but it just are we coming to the point where they're going to have balls and strikes called for them? I think we are.
I think so. But let me ask you this, if I can. Wouldn't you like to see the umps like get more centered behind the plate? Because I noticed they crouch down behind the catcher, and I got a feeling they do that just for safety.
The catcher, you got to look over the catcher's shoulder. You're not going to be able to look right over the top of his mask. I mean, over the top of his helmet and mask. Yeah. I don't think you got to pick it. Usually it's the inside shoulder, right? Or the right side,
I guess.
Shoulder,
but I think they miss a lot because of the way they're standing back there sometimes. But
I think they do a pretty good job overall. But I get your point. I want to see strike called too, but I think they do a better job than a lot of people give them credit for. And I talked to Leland at length about this, and he absolutely believes it. Mike in Vandergrift. Hey, Mike, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Love the show.
Well, thank you for calling. You make it better. What do you got?
Well, I'm all for the technology calling balls and strikes because I think we need, above all else, consistency. I get tired of reputation calls. There's nothing more annoying than hearing an announcer say, well, certain pitcher gets this call because of his reputation. And pitch framing and all that. I really think that we need consistency. I think it'll make the pitchers better. Every umpire seems to have a different strike zone. And the bottom line is we need consistency on this. So I'm all for it.
Well, let me ask you this, Mike, about consistency. Pitchers and hitters both figure out umpires. As long as an umpire is calling the same pitch a strike and the same pitch a ball all game for both pitchers, is that not consistency? That's what they want, the players.
It is consistency, but it rarely happens. I mean, you see it during games. You know, he'll be calling it for one guy, and he won't be calling it for the other guy. And I've heard the Pirate announcers make reference to this during the games. So, no, I don't think they're being consistent. I think if you have electronics technology calling the game, you're going to get consistency, and it's not going to change. I also think, and this is a very strong point that I want to make, I think the league needs to supervise it so that it's consistent in all stadiums as opposed to the teams being in charge of implementing
it. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people will tell you even these camera angles, you know, you see the little box on TV that, they may not be 100% accurate. They just may not be. Let's go to Joe. You're on the Fan. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Hey. Thanks.
Thanks. I'm against the computers calling it. You know, statistics show that they're getting the call right, almost 97% of the time. And I think just there's still going to be, you know, what about check swings and stuff like that? I just think there's some that it's human element, and I think 97% of the time is pretty darn good.
Yeah, I do too. Now, I guess, you know, you're still going to have guys, umpires at each base. So, you know, the first base guy will make a call on a check swing. So I don't know how much that's going to change. I just worry: how much is it going to delay the game? Apparently, a little bit last night, but apparently it was not a major annoyance. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. And like I said, the 97%, 3% of that is also included with the check swing. So there's still human error there. So you're talking about them missing probably 2.5% of the pitches, and I think that's just. You know, you're going to get those in your favor just as you're going to miss those sometimes. It all kind of evens itself out. And, I think that's, part of the game. And I think that traditionalist baseball people, they actually enjoy that. Just like, the people that complain about the pace of play, that's typically not baseball fans. I think it's fans of other sports.
All right, Joe. Appreciate it. Let's finish up with Dan. Hey, Dan, welcome.
Hey, what's up, Ron? Thanks for taking the call, man.
Yep.
Yeah, I think when you look at adding something like robotic umps to the game, it just takes away from the enjoyment of actually going to the game and just enjoying the game at the ball field. I mean, you look at football nowadays, it's almost more fun to watch it on TV than actually going to the game, just with the instant replays and all that. And I got a chance. I was lucky enough to go to the Chicago Cubs game last month, and just Wrigley Field. I mean, just with the old school vibe, and they still have the old scoreboard. I mean, that's just part of the fun of just.
Yeah, but theoretically, Dan, you're not going to know who's calling the balls and strikes. There's an umpire behind the plate. He's going to be signaling ball or strike, but it's not going to be his call. It's going to be a computer telling him what to call. I'm not sure that'll detract from your fun of the game, unless it actually holds up the game. Then you got a real problem. All right. Joe Namath coming up next. I can't wait. I hope you can either. Anytime I get a chance to talk to a Hall of Famer from my hometown, I'm loving it. The interview will be dead ahead right after Eric Hagman in with the first update of the day for him at high noon. You're listening to Cook and Joe on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.